blame running down Quality Road in the shadow of the wire. Got his nose in front for the victory. As we know, Blame would go on to a season where he would win the Breeders' Cup Classic later that year, defeating the Great Zenyatta at Churchill Downs, a race that so many people will never forget, including my next guest, who is Al Stahl Jr. He'll send out the favorite, Tom's d'Etat, in this afternoon's renewal of the Whitney. But Al, first of all, good morning, and boy, what a ride it's been, huh?
No, no question. He's taken us to places that we never thought he would take us. It's great to be back here in the Whitney with a very live horse. Is actually something that never even crossed my mind, but I'm excited to be here.
We'll talk more about Tom's d'Etat in a second, but I want to go back to that day 10 years ago when you came to Saratoga
Blame. The Blame ride.
Yeah, no, let's start there.
Yeah. that was beyond belief. Blame was a nice horse from the very beginning, and we just, once we kind of had a good feeling about what he might be, and we knew that the Breeders' Cup was going to be in Churchill Downs that year, and we put the Whitney square on the calendar, and he delivered every time. It was a wonderful race, and to run into a horse, I think Quality Road was 50 cents on the dollar, maybe 65 or 75 cents on the dollar. And to nail him like that on a beautiful, beautiful Saratoga day, which is like that. So it was very exciting, and then we went on with it. And, yeah, just a dream horse and a dream season.
When you hear that call and you hear Tom Durkin, all the excitement in his voice as Blame is coming at Quality Road, do you remember vividly watching him come through the stretch that day?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I think Garrett Gomez rode a brilliant race. He was concerned about no pace and Clyde Road being out there easy, which is exactly what happened. And he said, I don't want to rush him off his feet to keep him close to the pace, but I don't want to let him fall too far out of it. He just timed it just absolutely perfect. And when he tipped him out a little bit and picked him up and started slashing and driving like he could do better than anybody in the whole game, I felt like we had a shot, and our momentum got us there right at the very end, and it was a great day. I mean, it was as good as it gets.
And I'm assuming you had the chance to meet Mrs. Whitney, Mary Lou Whitney, after the race at some point?
Oh, yeah, yeah, and she was in good shape back then. She was, you know, friendly with the Claiborne farm. The Hancock family and Mrs. Dill Snyder, so everybody kind of hung out, and it wasn't like a first time deal. You know, they were like yucking it up, and it was a kind of old home week there. So yeah, that was really nice, really nice.
Talking with Al Stahl Jr. here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. He has saddled more than 1,600 winners. As a matter of fact, he's closing in on 1,700 winners on what has been a remarkable career for Al. And now he's looking for another grade one later today in the Whitney with the morning line favorite Tom's d'Etat. And yeah, we started, Al, by talking about the ride that he's taken you on. And he has been so, so good for you. But he's really been good over his last several starts.
He really has. He really has. I mean, we're thrilled for the horse that he got a chance to prove to, not to say people, but just to prove to the game that he's that kind of horse that people might remember down the road. We always thought he had a world of talent, and it's well documented that we've had to do a lot of give and take with him for various small reasons. And now he's a 7-year-old who's found some continuity in his training and racing. And he's just putting it all together, and he's on a tear.
Yeah, and I guess it's rare nowadays in racing to see a horse that's 7 years old that's not a gelding competing in these big races like this. So many times people will say, okay, he's done enough, let's retire him. He has a lot of value as a stallion. He has a really strong pedigree. Talk about the decisions to keep racing him, Al.
Well, he didn't win a stake until December of 18, so
yeah.
he wasn't valuable at all. He would have been a possible regional sire, and there was a time when we almost gave him away to the starter at Churchill Downs, who has a farm, and Scott Jordan, who has a farm in Indiana, because he loved the horse. He knew him over the years, and he knew there was a lot of talent, and we almost gave him the Scott. And then all of a sudden, for whatever reason, he just decided to stay sound for us and put everything together. And I, every time I see Scott, we joke about it, like, sorry, you almost had the home run, but we have to go to Windstar now instead.
What do you think the reason was that he's just been taking everything to another level over the past several starts? What do you think clicked with him?
I think he's got to put everything together. He's got a chance to run and train and just get really, really fit. And then we gave him a vacation for the first time. He's had plenty of vacations, but a vacation's not necessarily a vacation if you're getting surgery on a joint or that kind of stuff. So he actually got to take a regular deep breath from the Clark to the end up being Oaklawn Mile because of the COVID and things like that. But so he really flourished, enjoyed himself the fairgrounds this winter. Didn't have a pimple on, didn't have a hiccup, nothing. So everything has gone right, and he just stays in form, and because he's happy and he's, you know, he knows everything. Well, what else can you say about him? He's been in all the battles. He's faced a lot of top horses, and he's now the one to beat when he goes in these big races.
Yeah, and he loves Saratoga. 3-for-4 over that surface. He gets Joel Rosario back aboard today, who has been so good with him. Is there such a thing as chemistry, Al, between a rider and a horse?
Oh, there's no question. I mean, I love Rosario. Who's riding better than him in the world right now? He's on an absolute tear up here. So it's great to have a top-of-the-line rider with confidence going in. And he's undefeated on this horse. He's never lost a race. So he knows what to do with the horse leaving the gate. He knows what to do warming him up in the post parade. He knows. I mean, I'm literally not going to say one word to him in the paddock besides just tit tat. And I'm just assuming he's going to love that five post position to come out of there and see what everybody's doing on his inside and make his decision from there. So he has chemistry with every horse for the most part. And certainly with this one, that's just another arrow that points in our favor.
Yeah, and you'll be giving Joel a leg up on three different horses at Saratoga today. You have Reigning Spirit in the eighth race, a maiden special weight, and of course the Whitney with Tom's d'Etat, and then the last race of the day, the Caress Stakes, Delica, and I hope I'm saying the name correctly, Delica will be ridden by Joel Rosario too. Tell me a little bit about her.
Well, she's a very nice filly, owned by Paul Varga out of Louisville, Kentucky. And she's a grade two stakes place, and she's a stakes place in Saratoga. She's done everything but win a stake, and very unlucky to run second in the license fee at Belmont on July 3rd, I believe it was. It was a Friday, and I really couldn't see that much in the race. They broke the gate when it was absolutely stormy, and her line says, it was 8-horse fear. Her line, the form says eighth, second by half a length. So she was back there trying to find a spot to run, and he had to kind of hold her up here and there and came flying at the end, galloped out way in front. And so it's all about a trip. She's training well. She's getting her shoes put on right this very second. I'm looking at the blacksmith. Hope he's putting some fast ones on her. And so it's all about when you have those 5.5s on the grass to have a nice trip, and we got the right pilot for it, and shortening up has really helped her finish. She finishes a lot better sprinting than she does around two turns. So we're looking for a big punch, and just hopefully she gets a clear path to do it.
One of the things that makes Saratoga special, and there are several, Al, but one of the things that makes it special is walking a horse over or coming to the paddock, and you're surrounded by fans that are milling around or in the picnic area there right by the paddock. Now there are no fans. What's it like as you're coming to the paddock, bringing a horse over, and walking over in pretty much silence?
Right. Well, that's kind of depressing, to be quite honest with you. You still, at least me, still have the jitters of being competitive at such a high level. Every time you go over there at Saratoga, anything can happen. It's still high level, so. I've got that going over, and it should be great to have people, but everybody understands it, and I'm kind of used to it, to be honest with you. We had it at Churchill, and we had it at Keeneland, and now here. And I don't think there's any person who is adjusted to it, or we've adjusted to it, but nobody likes it. And it's we're just waiting for the day when we can all be together. I mean, right now, sitting in my barn, we're kind of close to the one of the gates here, entrance gate, which is closed. And on Whitney Day, normally it would be just, you know, with tours and cars and people milling around, it'd be not quite chaos, but it would be buzzing. And right now, it's like I'm in a training center. There's minimal cars, a couple of Todd Fletcher horses head back to the barn right in front of us right now, and it's just kind of quiet. But we don't want this way for too much longer, that's for sure.
Interesting to hear you say you still get the jitters. You've trained more than 1,600 winners. You've won Breeders' Cups. You've won countless graded stakes races. You still get the jitters before a big race?
Oh, there's no question. I everybody does. I mean, that's why we're here. Maybe if we were at Louisiana Downs running a maiden 15 or something, it might not be earth-shattering. Or I guess nothing's earth-shattering, but it wouldn't be quite like that. But sure, when you're in the Whitney and you're 6-5 on the program, I mean, if you're just calm and worrying about where your next meal is going to be instead of having some butterflies in your stomach, I think there'd be something wrong with you personally.
Yeah, Al Stahl Jr. here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. It's a busy morning. Al, I won't keep you much longer. Appreciate the visit. Any bats in the house up there this year?
No. We're in our regular house now. We're bat free, and I've heard some bat stories already. Some people have already fought that fight, and that's part of Saratoga. But I can certainly live without that. So yeah, no, we're in good shape.
I'll never forget that year several years ago when you had to contend with the bats and you were battling them off and you're trying to train horses at the same time, and you handled it with aplomb, my friend.
Yeah, no, I've actually had bats twice up here over the years. So,
ooh.
Yeah, I've had all the bats I want, but we're good now.
Al Stahl. Al, listen, good luck today. We'll be cheering for you, and go get it done, my friend.
Okay, thanks, Mike. Anytime.